Welcome to the podcast, or welcome back to the podcast, How to Find Your Purpose. I'm going to be answering that question right here in this video. And this is not a sort of like answer half the question, you got to sign up to my program to get the rest of it. I'm actually going to answer the question for you right here, right now on this podcast. So sit back, take some notes as well, because I'll be giving you some really juicy questions to answer to literally show you and guide you on how to find your purpose. So enjoy, guys. That is my guarantee to you for this podcast. I reckon it'll go for about sort of 15, 20 minutes, and it's going to be super, super valuable. So strap in for this one. If I could ask one favor before we kick into it, is if you could like the video, subscribe if you haven't subscribed, leave a comment. The bigger the channel grows, the bigger the guest grows, and I put all the money back into the podcast itself to make it better quality, better just experience for all of you guys. So if you could like the podcast, like the video, subscribe if you haven't subscribed, that would be fantastic. With that being said, let's get straight into it. Let's ask the question, what is a purpose? What is a purpose? And there's many different definitions. You might have heard something like an ikigai or a dharma or a telos. There's different sort of iterations or versions of this, depending what, I guess, religion or spiritual, I guess, practice that you've learned. The way I define it, your purpose is your gift to give to the world. So what is it that lights you up? What turns you on in life? What gets you excited? What inspires you the absolute most? And then I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but towards the end, it's like, okay, well, what do I love? And then how do I build a life living that purpose? And how do I monetize my purpose? How do I love what I do what I love, and get beautifully paid to do it? These are all beautiful questions, right? I'm going to be answering that for you today. So your purpose is your gift. It's what lights you up the most. It's what inspires you the most. It's what gets you going. It is your gift to give back to the world. Now, we have many purposes in life. You might have a purpose around being a parent, around being a businessman or woman, around looking after your health, about getting your finances in order, about being a good communicator, about being a generational fucking cycle breaker, whatever it may be. You have different purposes because we have different values, which I'll get into soon. But the biggest purpose, that's the one I'm referring to for this video. So what's the northern star? What's the shining light? What is your ultimate purpose in this lifetime that we have? So really cool question to answer. So I'm really excited to share it with you. I want to kick it off from here. Pain equals purpose. You've probably heard this before. The greater the pain, the greater the purpose. The greater the wounds, the greater the wisdom. I talk a lot about values all the time. Now, if you haven't already, I have a free training on my podcast. It's episode 200, so 200. If you go into YouTube or whatever platform you're listening to this, type in Lewis Huck Step 200 values or something like that, and it should come up. It's a free training. You don't have to opt into it. It's literally just watch the video, download the document for free, or just use pen and paper, whatever you want to do. And that will give you a step-by-step framework of how to find your values. Now, your values is what's most meaningful to you. And obviously, purpose ties into this. So your values come from voids. What does that mean? If you had a void or something around something, or a perceived void around something, if it was painful or a void, it becomes important to you later. What does that mean? Well, what's an example of that? Say you had a lot of pain around wealth, and that was one for me. We struggled to pay bills. There was a lot of pain around money growing up. Mum and dad had a lot of fights and arguments, and there was just a lot of pain associated with wealth when I was growing up. So it was a void for me. So wealth or money is important to me now. So I'm driven to get my finances in order. That's why I like investing. That's why I work on making more income. It's why I do that. It's not my highest value. So it's not my highest purpose, but it's one of them. Another one for mine. Mine is my biggest, I'm sort of jumping to it, but I'll come back to this again. My biggest void was lacking the father figure that I needed. So I was diagnosed with Asperger's, ADHD, autism. I was very anxious. I struggled emotionally. I cried at school. I struggled to make friends. I had a very dysregulated nervous system. So I was really like in fight or flight all the time. And I didn't have, and I have a beautiful relationship with my dad to this day because I've done a lot of healing and we've done a lot of work together through that. But in my upbringing, I didn't have the father figure or the mentor that I needed for me to navigate life, because I was such a different, weird kid. I got kicked out of kindergarten. I've got a funny story around that. I'll share that later. But it's like, because I had so much pain around being able to regulate my nervous system, being able to communicate, being able to connect, and I really lacked someone who could guide me and help me. It felt like I was walking on eggshells. That was kind of the theme of my childhood. That's my biggest core wound. So my highest value of that is coaching. You become the person you needed when you're at your lowest. So my biggest core wound around lack of mentorship, lack of father figure, lack of guide, lack of coach, my highest value is coaching. And my purpose is an expression of that. So your voids create your values. So what I'd recommend, obviously finish this podcast, but if you haven't already, after this podcast, go do episode 200 as well and get clear on your values. Because the greater the pain, the greater the purpose. So the greater the void, the greater the value. Now your purpose, so you might want to replay this next sort of 60 seconds a couple of times. Your purpose is an expression of your highest value. Now to go off the other end of that, therefore, it is an expression of your biggest core wound. I'm going to say that one more time. Listen to me word by word. Your purpose is an expression of your biggest core wound. If your biggest core wound was around your self-worth, you struggled with self-worth, you were not good enough, your parents said nasty things, you were the least successful sibling, your parents, teachers, friends, cousins, family members made you really feel like a piece of shit and felt like you were unworthy, then once you've healed it, and I'll get to this in a second as well, an expression of that may be to help others discover their own worth. And you can see how the wound, once healed, then expressed is your purpose. So if I was to use mine as an example for this podcast, is my biggest core wound was feeling scared, feeling vulnerable, feeling hurt, and feeling unsafe. So I've healed that. I've done a lot of healing. That's why inner work's really important here. Because if you don't heal it, it's a trigger. It's a wound, right? It's a trauma. So until you heal the trauma or the wound, it just triggers you, right? That's why your triggers are your gifts, because your triggers reveal where the wounds are. So once you've healed the wound or done enough healing necessary on that particular wound, then it's no longer pain, it's purpose. It's no longer wounds, it's wisdom, right? So once it's healed, then you express it. That's what your purpose is. So for mine, I've healed mine. I've done a lot of healing with my dad and with my upbringing, with my childhood. My expressed version, the way I articulate it anyways, is to heal and expand consciousness. Now, if you can listen to what I told you about my upbringing, I was very emotional. I had a very dysregulated nervous system. I was really scared, really fearful. And I lacked a lot of awareness or consciousness on how to communicate, how to make friends, how to understand myself, what I want to do with my life. And I didn't have that guidance or father figure or mentor or coach that I really needed. And if you look at all the work I do now, from this podcast to my coaching services, to my content, to my life, it's literally me living out that purpose. So I hope you're starting to get some light bulbs. So my question to you, if you want to think about this, and I just want to frame this, if too much emotions come up, just obviously stop and take a break and chill out. But my question to you is, what is your biggest core wound in your upbringing? And really sit with that. And you're like, oh, I don't know. That means you're deflecting it because you don't want to answer it because it's painful. Because the ego, the identity of who we are, wants to always be right and wants to avoid pain. So it wants to avoid these questions. So what's your biggest core wound? Was it feeling like you weren't enough? Feeling ugly, feeling dumb, feeling stupid, feeling inadequate, feeling scared, feeling like whatever it may be. I'm working with a beautiful client. She's going like ballistic on social media at the moment. Like she literally gained like 100,000 followers in like 5 days because some of her reels went off, which is cool. And she had a lot of pain around the way that she looked. She was really skinny. She was really, people called her ugly. Her kids at school called her ugly. And it was all around her image and her the way that she looked. And her purpose, because we've done the healing work and we've articulated it, is to show or to help women see, empower women, that beauty is ageless. So she's getting older, and I'm obviously subjective to the person for that quote. And she's such a beautiful woman. If you're watching this, I'm not going to say her name, but if you're watching this, you know who you are. And she's such a beautiful woman. And she's so passionate around helping women, and not just women, but mainly women, really appreciate that beauty is ageless. And she's building a business doing that, which is beautiful. So once you articulated and come clear on what's your biggest core wound, and you might not get this straight away just from this, whatever, 15-minute podcast, you might want to spend some time on it. You might want to do some meditating. You might want to do some processing. You might want to do some just awareness and actually sit with it. Plant medicine ceremonies. I've gotten clear on my purpose through plant ceremonies. I already knew roughly what it was. I just sort of sunk in and had a bigger download around it. But once you're really clear on it, the next step is articulate it. So what's the biggest core wound? Some questions that I like to ask as well is, how old were you when that happened, when you had the core wound or experienced the core wound? And it might be a period of time, might be like between the ages of 5 to 10 or whatever it may be. But if you ask yourself, who did I need or what did I need back then? That's another one to just sort of get the juices flowing. Then whenever you've identified it, you then want to express it. How do you want to express or give back or contribute to this core wound? And say it's like, to like my client's example, to show or to empower women that beauty is ageless. Beautiful. Then the next question is, how do you make money doing it? So this is some of the coaching that I do with my clients is, I see there's two options. If you haven't done Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, where he talks about trading time for money, assets versus liabilities, and be able to leverage your money so you can have time and financial freedom, go read that book. But once you understand what your purpose is, I see there's two options for you to live it and to have a life on your terms, have a meaningful life, how to make money, doing what you love, loving what you do, and getting beautifully paid to do it. There's two options. Number one is you build a business or something like assets that give you enough cash flow for you to live where it pays your expenses and you don't have to work, essentially. So you've got enough cash coming in. So say it costs you $1,000 a week to live, and then you're now earning $1,000 a week through your assets or through your business or whatever it may be, and you don't have to work, then you can do whatever you want and live to your purpose, which might be hanging out with the kids. Your purpose might be to be a great mother because you had a painful experience around parenting or your family dynamic growing up, and you just want to be a stay-at-home mom and live, be with your kids and be present and be with them all the time. Beautiful. Awesome. So what's... first option is build something that generates you enough cash flow and revenue to cover all of your living expenses so you don't have to work, you don't have to get out of bed, and then you do what you love every single day, you live to your purpose. The second option, I find that I've done both. So I did gyms. So I built gyms up. I've actually just sold the last one literally a couple of days ago. For anyone that's watching this live with me, that's a bit of a bombshell. I'm going to do a post on that. But I did gyms. I built 3 gyms. I figured out my purpose along that journey and said, this is not for me. So I sold 2 of them. I removed myself from the third one. It paid me about a couple of six figures per year with me doing 1 hour per week. So then I had 1 hour a week. I was earning between sort of $2,000 to $3,000 a week through one asset. So 1 hour to $2,000 to $3,000 a week. That easily pays my living expenses. And then I could do whatever I want every single day, which is what I'm doing now. It's coaching. It's doing podcasts, doing content, coaching people. I love it. And then the second option, which is what I think is more empowering and I guess more meaningful for a lot of people, is build a business living your purpose. Now, you can't do that for everyone because some people's purposes aren't monetizable. I would say 99% of them are. I haven't yet honestly met anyone who couldn't be monetized. Is then build a business doing what you love. Mine's, I guess, a little bit straightforward because I like coaching people, so I'm building a coaching business. But if you don't want to be a coach, but you want to help people with self-worth, or self-image, maybe it's a beauty business, maybe it's clothing, maybe it's makeup, maybe it's like a beauty-orientated business. If you want to help with relationships, you might build something in an education-based stuff. You might become a therapist, you might become a counselor, something like that. It's build a business or a career as well. So don't get me wrong, you don't have to run a business. If you want time and financial freedom, then you probably do. But maybe you don't want to take on the risk or put the effort in to build a business, that's okay, then just find a career pathway that allows you to live as congruently in alignment with this purpose, or the mission of the company is aligned with your purpose, and then go work there. That's the other option as well. So I guess 3 options. 1, get a job, get a career, which is aligned with what your purpose is, so you can feel like you're fulfilling that purpose day to day. Second option is to build up assets, which might be like an e-commerce business, a drop shipping business, a franchise business, property, real estate, stocks, or whatever it may be, and you've got enough revenue coming through to cover your living expenses. That's option 2. And option 3 is to then build a business living your purpose, doing what you love, loving what you do, and get beautifully paid to do that. And then that is a how to build the business. That's a whole can of worms. And then that's like, how do you productize yourself? What are your offers? How are you marketing? How are you selling? And what are your systems, your processes, blah, 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 blah. That's a huge, huge can of worms. But that's essentially how you do it. So I want to sort of summarize this for all of you guys. Pain is purpose. Greater the pain, greater the purpose. Greater the wounds, greater the wisdom. Your biggest core wound is where your greatest purpose comes from. So identify your biggest core wound, heal it. And if you don't know how to heal it, like, do the healing work with me if you want, or find someone else to help you heal through your stuff. That's a big part of what I do. and then express it, articulate it. And it will change. I still refine mine. I think I changed one word of my purpose. It used to be to heal and raise consciousness. I changed it to heal and expand consciousness. And I changed that one word about 2 months ago. So as you do more healing and do more work and live out your purpose, it becomes clearer. The path becomes clearer as you walk down the path. Then once you've articulated it, then you want to decide, how do I want to fulfill this? Do I want to go get a job? Do I want to build some assets so then I can just do this all day and not have to worry about money? Or do I want to do it and get paid to do it? I prefer the third option, because once you find your purpose, you never stop. Like, I don't plan on stopping what I'm doing. Like, I decided to get out of the gyms because it wasn't for me, because it wasn't fully aligned with my purpose. It was a vehicle to give me the opportunity to get to this point, but it wasn't my true love. It wasn't what lit me up. It wasn't what turned me on the most. This is what turns me on. So I'm going to be doing this, until I can't see myself stopping. I'd probably do this till I'm 100 or whenever I kick it. So that's what you get from actually identifying and articulating your purpose and then building a life, living it and fulfilling it. I hope this helped, guys. I hope you got value from this. If you want help with this, I help people do this exact process, step by step, question by question. I gave you guys a pretty good summary version of it, but I go into a lot more detail and exercises and questions in my coaching experiences and my services of what I do. If you're interested in that, go to below. There's a link to book in for a call or to sign up for whatever my offers are at the time, because I'm changing my business model around at the moment. And I hope you got value from this. Share this with a friend. Tag, subscribe, leave comments. It really does help out. And I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for being here today. I'll see you soon. Bye.